Have you heard about the survey about dad bods that's permeating around the place over the last few days?
Apparently, it's
dad bods are the new sexy, apparently, mainly because because a lot of women are thinking six packs seem to show up a guy as being too self-obsessive, too into himself, where with a dad bod, you're sort of just a bit laissez-faire. You don't mind, you know, spreading out if you have to. It's, you know, not as intense as putting, you know, no, it isn't, because with a dad bod.
No, that's a new way to put it, spreading out if you have to.
Well, guys don't really describe themselves as having muffin tops. I mean, the dad's bod is the terminology, but that's what it is, really. I mean, how many guts do you see spilling over jeans of a weekend at your Monday markets?
Me, every time I look in the mirror and I'm wearing a pair of jeans. Oh, yeah, heaps. Well, see, you know, I refuse to buy jeans that are too big because I'm delusional and I just think I'm losing weight. Always going to put that in inverted.
Are you putting the coat hanger into the zipper and pulling it up, are you?
Oh, well, I haven't done that because I don't think I've got a coat hanger strong enough. No, I just use my massive guns, obviously. Yeah. So come on. What was the actual survey?
The survey.
Do you prefer a dad bod over a six pack or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, do you prefer dad's bod? And overwhelmingly, I think it's 60 or 70% of women are saying dad bods are the new sexy, mainly because it's guys who are comfortable with themselves, so they've got more time to spend with their partners, more time to spend with their kids rather than sitting at the gym and training. And look, I've been at the gyms with these guys who've got guns galore and abs galore, but they sit in the mirror, continually do selfies all the time, and then sit around with one another and grunt about, you know, how tight their abs are. But what you've got to remember is, and I know this from talking to personal trainers, abs begin in the kitchen. No amount of training you're going to do in the gym is going to set you up with abs. It's the biggest fallacy that's out there, Ali.
Yeah, look, I'm with you, Bilks. Although in saying that, it does depend on what level of physical activity you are doing, because I can tell you, I mean, I've been eating toast with butter slathered on it for years and years and years. And really, it was only when I sort of really ramped down the training and the sport that it really started to creep on. So, I mean, if you've got that good base, Bilks, I haven't had that good base for about 20 years.
So you're saying metabolism does it. So if you can still eat all your...
No, look... No, I'm with you. You've got to eat healthy, that's for sure. I love that so much, though. I could see you being a personal trainer now. Abs start in the kitchen.
Now, you know,
that's your catch and I've
seen,
I love it.
I've seen guys like me with dad bods being personal trainers, and a lot of people find that more comfortable because they see someone who's more like themselves rather than this hard body trainer. That is okay if you want to train for weight competitions, but, you know, you need someone who is, you've got to be fit and healthy, fair enough. You don't want to be obese, but a dad bod, there's a little bit of body fat in there. I don't know what the percentage would have to be. But it just shows a guy who's comfortable with himself, and I think that's what the girls like. I mean, I'm just projecting that myself. But
yeah, look, I must admit, I don't think I care either way. I think it's, to me, I'm at that stage where it's about the person. So would I want someone grossly obese? No, but that's a health thing. Mm. I'd be worried that they were going to die of a heart attack every 2 seconds.
I appreciate the body is a canvas, and, you know, when you've got those rock-hard abs, you've got something you can put a tattoo on, or it just looks good with the shirt off. And admittedly, on the beach, it does look good, but you just know the amount of training that guy's gone through. You're sitting there sucking on ice cream at the beach and enjoying the summer sun. He's not. He's gone for a jog or he's gone for a surf. He's not going to get out and have fish and chips, all right? He's going to go back and have his massive protein shake. I mean, what a boring diet. All right. That's just so.
Oh, look, I'm with you. That is so totally boring. I could never just do the whole keto and protein shake thing. I mean, I've tried it for about 1 hour, but it just doesn't interest me at all. Look, I will say in defense of some, I mean, there are some fit dads who are not obsessed with their body. They just choose to stay fit.
Yeah, but how much time you got to spend on that? I mean, that's time you could be spending running on the beach with the kids and having a bit of a roly-poly in the backyard.
Yeah,
I mean,
but you got to stay healthy too. I mean, you know, my ex, he's very fit. He definitely, he trains every other day, and I respect that. I never had a problem with that, I think.
Yeah, is he a six-pack man?
You know, nice and fit. Yeah, definitely. Definitely, but he doesn't do it to look in the mirror and think he's, you know,
you're sure?
All that. Yeah, I am sure. Yeah, okay. He just likes to be fit and healthy and,
So if he started sporting a gut in, you know, a couple of years' time, he said, I'm over it, I want to drink a bit more, I want to get a bit laid back, you're saying all cool, all good.
Yeah, would not care. Look, I just think it's more about being healthy and, but yeah, no, I don't mind a dad bod, don't mind a six pack.
Do you want to do a quick
I'm
poll
very,
with the...
I'm very easy to please.
Do you want to do a quick poll with the Zinc family?
Yes, great idea. Dad bod or six pack? What are we saying? Which is your preference?
Yeah, preference. Do you want to go the dad bod or the six pack? I mean, guys can weigh in on this one too. It's not just the girls.
Yes, absolutely.
What are you saying, Heidi? Do you prefer the dad bod or the six pack?
The dad bod.
Why?
Why? Because I'm married to a dad.
So is he sporting a nice traditional dad bod?
He's in good shape. He just doesn't have a six pack.
So a bit of a muffin top's acceptable. Okay, we like that. There you go, Heidi. So she's obviously going dad bod all the way, and that reflects a lot of what this survey was saying too. Well over, I think 63% of women are saying that. I think for them, it's about having someone who's caring, someone who's nurturing, and, you know, that's what most girls look for, don't they? Someone who's going to take care of the kids, someone's going to take care of the family and them, because that's the old traditional caveman syndrome where you've got the protector and the man who's, you know, got the goods.
I'm just letting you get on a roll with that. You're telling the story, Bilks.
Yeah, anyway.
I think everyone's different. Times are changing. You know, as well, there's actually mum bod's a term.
Well, that's just muffin top, isn't it?
Where do you stand on the mum bod, Bilks?
Again, it's the personality. It's the person. I mean, exactly. Hey, I like a good physical, attractive body, someone who's worked hard. You appreciate that as something to look at, but it's not practical every day when you're working unless, you know, you set aside, what, three or 4 hours at the gym, which is not practical unless you're going for a competition. So yay for the dad bods.
3 or 4 hours. Yes, exactly.
Yay for
just a good human.
I remember a trainer said to me, you know what, when I'm training for a weights competition when it comes to body shaping, 3 or 4 months without ice cream was actually killing her mood, and it made everyone living around her hard to sort of be in her space every day. So is that worth it in the long run? Not just to get a trophy, I don't think, but anyway.
No, it is not.